Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. And this week, the Gospels at Mass have been from John chapter 6, the Bread of Life Discourse. It's called that because in this chapter, Jesus speaks most clearly about himself as the bread of life that we are to consume. Now, some people interpret these words of Jesus in a very symbolic way. They claim that Jesus is saying his words are like bread that nourish us and that we are to chew on his words or reflect on his teaching. But that's pretty hard to reconcile with words from today's gospel where Jesus says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink." He's not talking about his words or teaching, but about himself. This is the mystery of the Eucharist, how the bread and wine literally become the body and blood of Jesus. It's a mystery as to how this happens, and so it's a matter of faith. And yet, periodically there have been Eucharistic miracles in which hosts have been transformed inexplicably into human flesh from the heart muscle with blood type AB. This usually happened when someone did not believe in what Jesus told us about the Eucharist. But you shouldn't doubt and then ask for a sign or a miracle. Remember, Jesus told the Apostle Thomas after his resurrection, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed."
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.